A crook stole my fearlessness.
I didn't start out being anxious.
As a teenager, I felt fearless. I remember heading home from a party with a couple of girlfriends. We stopped at one red light after another, as did the cute guy driving a red convertible next to us. We waved, and he'd wave back. One friend threatened to jump into his car at the next stop.
Go!
I said.
Do it already!
When she didn't move, I felt my fingers grip the handle, shove open the door, and I hopped into his passenger seat.
They dared you, didn't they?
He said with a wide grin as we sped off. How was teenage me comfortable accepting rides from strangers? These days, I'm nervous to go into our underground parkade by myself. I blame my draining courage on the range of ways my belongings and identity can be stolen. From sneaky digital thievery to the brazen stealing of catalytic converters. I don't even have to be a victim to feel the danger circling closer and closer. In our parkade, the car parked next to us was stolen a year ago. Several vehicles have had their pricey catalytic converters cut out. My fear level soared when residents learned that the master key, the key that opens all doors in our building, had been stolen. Until new locks were installed, my husband Paul and I never left home together. One of us stayed behind, on guard. No one has pointed a weapon at me or yanked off my purse, but we've had our credit cards skimmed and compromised. One year, charges on my credit card statement appeared from a string of grocery stores in Las Vegas. How unfair that while we spent a chilly winter in Alberta, someone enjoyed our money down in the desert. Sin City lived up to its name again when I received an email from MGM Resorts, owners of a Vegas hotel we'd stayed in 2017.
Notice of data security issue,
it began, followed by details about an issue in which an unauthorized party had accessed and downloaded certain guest data from an external cloud server. Who knew I'd been gambling with my personal identity while risking my money at the slots? Now, my once optimistic and trusting self is always on alert for so-called unauthorized parties and bad actors. Emails, texts, and phone calls could be delivering nefarious links or dubious threats if you don't send cash, crypto, or gift cards. Sure, my home is my castle, but I feel increasingly trapped. When I told Paul that I'm tired of feeling anxious, he replied,
It's time to build a moat.
With a cell phone and ingenuity, Paul created a Find My Car-style tracking device in case our wheels leave home without us. Our extra phone is connected to a data plan and hidden within the vehicle. As soon as I'm out of bed each morning, I turn on the computer, fire up Google's Find My Device, and check that our baby Honda is still where it ought to be.
Am I overreacting? Maybe.
Or maybe not. Last spring, I felt bad but oddly vindicated when I heard that another neighbor's truck had been stolen. When I surf the web, it's through a virtual private network to cover my computer's location. I use a YubiKey, a physical USB device providing a tap-and-go two-factor authentication to access my email accounts. And I subscribe to a service called WordFence that secures my website from hackers. I receive a weekly report showing attempts to break into my site from IP addresses around the world. There's comfort knowing that I can lower the drawbridge to the outside world while still keeping myself safe. But it's a fine balance, wanting to be tech-savvy without becoming jaded with humanity. Paul reminded me that being a victim of ne'er-do-wells is hardly new. Before we met, he bought a vintage 1957 Chevy. 2 weeks after buying the car, he left for work and felt a draft while driving. Was a side window vent open? Nope. Only when he turned onto the main street and picked up speed did he realize his windshield was gone. Stolen. Our security moat is a lot of work, but it's gone a long way toward keeping my anxiety at bay and allowing me to live a full and satisfying life. Every day I roll my bike into this big world, a world where most people are good. I double lock that bike when it's parked to protect it from the people who aren't. Now that Paul and I have found ways to feel safer, I've only had to agree to one request from him. No more jumping into cars with other cute boys. I can live with that.